G-47, Gravesen Hotel, Buenos Aires, Argentina. For Masoud Demir, the sound of every footstep outside the door of his hotel suite and the barely discernible shadow brought by each passerby felt like a new thing to fear. What if they know what I have? He wondered, not even sure who his hypothetical they was, but fearing it could be ICA security here to cover everything up in Godfrey's absence. None of it made sense, but none of it had to make sense for fear to sink in. There was no rationality threshold at which panic and stress were felt, as Masoud was experiencing only too clearly now, and his heart rate was elevated to a level more fitting of a man confronted by a pride of hungry lions on an otherwise empty savanna than by the indication of occasional passers-by in a busy hotel. Neither Timo Fiori nor Billy Kendrick had answered Masoud's attempts to call them, and now that he had all but internalized the notion that he was being watched, he was hesitant to try again and either engage in a conversation or leave a voicemail message that could be overheard. He similarly began to feel paranoid that even text messages might not be safe, with some technology he didn't know anything about, possibly allowing snoopers to read his communications. In an effort to drown out the intermittent sound of footsteps pacing in the hallway, a sound which set his mind racing each time it met his ears, Masoud turned on the TV. This effort quickly proved misguided, however, with the Blitz News report that filled the screen piping out far more reasons to be scared than any footsteps ever could. Sensationalism didn't begin to cover it. The report from just outside the hotel where Masoud was currently holed up spoke of dark and hidden alien motives for Godfrey's disappearance and suggested that there could be even worse actors in play than the generally well-liked Leisha and Sacco, who Blitz had already been painting as monsters disguised as friends. Leisha's violent killing of an assassin just a few miles away in downtown Buenos Aires hadn't done much to temper these calls, to say the least. But Masoud wasn't concerned about any of that. What he was concerned about was that Blitz might have just landed on the truth by accident. The old analogy of even a broken clock being right twice a day was apt, he thought. What with Blitz Media's reporters and writers selling fear for their own clandestine reasons without even knowing what was going on higher up the chain. If these ideas were correct and the aliens on the carving had returned to seize Godfrey, perhaps to stop the day's events in their tracks before Masoud himself could break the news about Dort Lutepe, petty media agendas would be the least relevant thing in the world. Following this line of thought, Masoud began to worry that the gravest threat to his own well-being came not from the people passing by outside his door, but rather from these self-same other aliens. If they did want to prevent knowledge of the carvings being disseminated, he knew that he simply had to be their next target. As his fears grew and he experienced ever greater physical stress symptoms, including a sudden pain in his stomach, the conscious and rational part of Masoud's mind tried to convince the rest that he'd had a long day and had witnessed an incredible and, yes, a frightening thing. This was a natural way to feel, he took pains to tell himself, and it didn't mean there was any merit in leaping to these kinds of crazy conclusions, each new and crazier part resting upon an already flimsy logical foundation, but it also didn't mean there was any sense in beating himself up for doing so. Given the global importance of what he had found at Dort Lutepe, however, the introduction of these fears, however baseless they may or may not have been, left Masoud with no real option but to unilaterally act upon a precautionary idea as soon as it entered his mind. Billy and Timo would likely have disapproved, but he couldn't safely clear it with either of them, and felt like he couldn't risk waiting another second. He considered then that Billy and Timo could even have been taken, too, and this only served to further ratchet up the urgency. With Blitz News and its sensationalist reporting playing in the background while footsteps clipped and clopped down the hallway, Masoud returned to his safe and lifted out his laptop computer, as well as the priceless USB backup of every single photograph and every second of video captured at Dort Lutepe. Masoud Demir was an intelligent and resourceful man, so whatever might happen to him in the coming minutes and hours, he would see to it that the world would know what he'd found.